Hello!
It's been forever. It's been so long since you've been able to bask in our melodious voices. But welcome to the From the Couch podcast. I am your host, Peter Rogers, as always, on the Couch Champions with Will Gibbons and John Sanderson. What is up, my fellow Jordan Mickey lovers?
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind, Mickey.
Do you know what I was really looking forward to this past, or what was sold to our fans as a special Monday episode? I was looking forward to having no pause between my introduction of you guys and your response, since we were going to be on the same couch. But sadly, we got way too excited about the Patriots game and football in general and eating delicious pulled pork.
Courtesy of
Mr. John Sanderson. So for those fans at home who were wondering why we tweeted out that there would be a special episode Monday, only to find that no episode downloaded magically into your iTunes on Monday, I was up in Boston this last weekend and was visiting our couch dwellers up in their place, and we were going to record a special episode of all of us being together and hanging out and watching the Patriots clobber the Cowboys. But instead we will just watch the Patriots clobber the Cowboys and not record it. So we apologize to our fan base for letting you down on that, but we're coming back now with an awesome episode as always. And, we promise to you that it will maybe happen again, but probably never, but maybe. We never want to say never on this podcast.
We might make a Brooklyn trip and have a podcast recorded there. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know. You know, there's lots in our future.
We could record a Celtics podcast at the Barclays.
Man, that would be something. We could just sit and record on our phones.
Perfect.
Well, to start us off, we're going to, as was promised for the Monday episode, we're going to talk some Celtics preseason. There's a game going on currently right now in my Brooklyn hometown. My Brooklyn residence against the Brooklyn Nets. But we're going to talk primarily about those two across the seas games last week. And maybe play a little Shut Up and Take My Money. But first, some Boston news from around the Boston sports world.
Because I'm not from Boston. I'm from California. I'm a native Californian. I went to Michigan. Now I play for New England. I'm the f***ing quarterback, you moron.
So the biggest news coming out of Boston, and it's really just one big news thing, news item that we've got on the docket, is that left tackle Nate Solder is out for the year with a torn bicep.
No. Oh, is it really?
He is. John is very broken up about this.
I even though he's every time I guess it's the same thing with a goalie or whatever in every sport. You only notice him when he messes up, or kicker, but man. Sure seems like he's a turnstile, but he's less of a turnstile than Marcus Cannon, so that's stupid.
He was rough to watch Sunday against the woman abuser Greg Hardy.
Of course, yeah, who knows how long he's been having bicep problems, so maybe.
That's true. Maybe that had something to play into it. But so that's sad. So Nate, make sure you heal right, and hopefully we'll see you back on the field next year as our solid left tackle. But in a small, not really silver lining here, but for all of the heckling, and we gave praise, but some of the media was heckling Belichick for having such a fluid offensive line these first 6 weeks. This is where that comes to help, because now Belichick has a lot of different combinations of offensive linemen who've played together to put together and try to fill the hole that's left by Solder. So now he looks like a genius, which is, as always, what Belichick is.
Has anybody ever called him Nathan Holder? Because he also gets a lot of holding calls.
I don't think anyone has, but we, from the couch,
heard it here first.
Yeah, you. This is now Nate Soldier's new nickname, Nathan Holder. Because he gets.
I'm not broken up about it. It sucks that he's injured, but he was garbage.
He was garbage? Will Gibbons with the hot take.
I don't know. I'm all aboard the Shaq Mason mobile.
Oh, it's a big mobile to be riding.
Yeah.
But anywho, so there's a little Boston sports news from around the Boston world. But let's talk about the Boston team that we all talk about and all know and love is this Boston Celtics. And preseason started last week with two games out in the other places that is in America. And the Celtics did very well, winning both games pretty handedly. And for me, the biggest things I enjoyed seeing were, first, the usage of David Lee, who looks like an all-star. He looks like he's returned back to his normal, well, I mean, not normal, but he looks to be a very big offensive focal point of this Celtics team early.
You still there?
I am. I was merely stopping so that you guys might weigh in on your thoughts of David Lee.
No, I am.
Like any good host.
I think it's really interesting. We were talking like a month ago whether, and we still don't know, like, who's going to start. It's still kind of a hodgepodge. It's purposefully crowded up and down the roster, but he might hit, you know, Lee, Smart, and Lee might be most cemented in the starting lineup right now. Maybe Crowder, but, like, it's and it's really cool, too. I think he's, such a good teammate. You saw in Golden State and, like, super classy in that organization. He's, like, probably the, you know, most respected veteran on this young Celtics team now. And
oh, by far.
I just read recently that, like, to all the training staff and, like, you know, people who helped out in the Warriors, friend, he gave everyone, like, huge orders of Chipotle as he left. What a guy.
What a boss. Yeah. He's
happy for him. I think it's a great fit.
Yeah, he. I think he's giving us a kind of peek at how the Celtics would have used Kevin Love if we had ever gotten him one of the bajillion times that it was rumored we were getting him. One of the biggest things I noticed in just watching him play with us is his ability to get the rebound and immediately find the outlet pass. And not only find it, but hit it. Which I think is going to be deadly with this already young Celtics roster. If you can have, you know, David Lee get that rebound and look up court and see Isaiah Thomas, Marcus Smart, and, you know, James Young or who else, you know, whoever else, whatever young guy you got on the court running down the sidelines, and he hits them, and then you let them assist it. I mean, we were getting a lot of quick, easy buckets from based off of David Lee's outlet passes. So that's something that I think I'm very excited to see as just a fan. And I think Brad Stevens is drooling over is Lee's ability to pass out of the blocks.
Johnny, what do you think?
I mean, it's maybe sort of unfair to say David Lee is back, because I don't think he ever, like, well, obviously he had some years where he was hurt, but I think that he played great in the finals when they needed him. He just wasn't really qualified to be on the floor on one of the greatest teams we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because, I don't know, they just didn't really have a need for him at his position. So I'm glad we got him. I think it was kind of a huge steal, because I don't think anybody ever thought he was washed up or anything. I think he just wasn't really a fit. So I'm not surprised, but I am quite excited to have him.
Yeah, when the Kevin Love comparison, I was thinking, like, you know, I'd rather have Lee at a third of the price. But then I remembered Lee is far and away the Celtics' biggest contract right now. He's $15.5 million per for this season.
But for a young team where we have so many guys under rookie contracts, like,
right,
I'll pay that.
The territory of like a guy who's been in the league a long
exactly.
time.
Yeah.
And we might as well spend, because I bet if we didn't have him, we might be under the salary floor.
That's true. I mean, because
just looking at the salaries right now.
I mean, originally we were above purely because of Gerald Wallace's albatross of a contract.
Yeah, yeah. I think that is the first real takeaway.
That's
revitalization. You know,
that's the first one I got. And then the second one for me has been in both those preseason games, kind of the fourth quarter when the Celtics had a pretty big lead. Stevens opened it to the young guys, and the young guys performed. Teddy Rozier was great. He's sadly evidently did something to his knee, so he'll be out for a couple weeks. But he was hitting threes. James Young still hasn't done shit, but whatever. He got 20 pounds of muscle on him. And Marcus Smart is his usual self. And, of course, our boy Jordan Mickey has been just fantastic.
That's what they're saying. I didn't catch any of the preseason games overseas. The C's overseas. I didn't see any of them.
One of my favorite plays he had was he was getting boxed out for a rebound, then gets better position, box the guy out, gets the rebound with one arm while his other arm is being hooked by the defender, gets pulled down, throws the ball up, and one.
That reminds me of like who's someone I feel like has done that?
Draymond Green.
That's like a Draymond Green kind of play, yeah.
Also, just watching this preseason, I've already decided that I'm going to be the proud owner of a way too early Jordan Mickey jersey. It's happening. It's coming down the pipeline. My first paycheck from my new job is going to get spent on a Jordan Mickey jersey.
I like it.
Oh, breaking news. The Blue Jays are in the ALCS.
Wow.
Yeah, they just won.
That was a hell of a game.
And then
craziness.
Yeah.
Absolutely insanity.
Royals are up next. I think the Royals, I was telling John, they have some, I know this is a Celtics podcast, but they have some crazy juju going right now. I don't see them losing anytime soon.
Amen. We're the Celtics podcast, but we've been known to wander. It's in our DNA. You can't fault us for talking about everything and anything.
But no, I think there are a lot of really positive things about almost every player. Like Olynyk, I was watching some Olynyk highlights from preseason, and he looked as damn versatile as he's looked all his career.
Would you say he's a Celtics set to impress?
And
nailed it.
Amir Johnson, man, he was my like guy who was gonna exceed expectations, and I mean, Lee and Olynyk, like, and Zeller, when people are like, oh, those guys aren't great defensively. Amir Johnson is just going to play, you know, top-level defense, get a lot of boards offensively. Could not be a better fit right now.
Yeah. And I obviously, once we're done recording this, I'm going to turn on the Nets game. Because I'd also love – I just want to see how they – I understand – I mean, the European – league is good and has NBA caliber players on it, at least a few. But I definitely want to see how this team stacks up against an NBA team, even if it's one as bad as the Nets. But seeing as what they can actually do against an NBA roster has me very intrigued. But without further ado, we will we'll segue into a game, a little preseason Celtics game. We have the season starts in 2 weeks, so we'll do a NBA preview podcast next week before the season officially starts. But this one, since we're talking Celtics preseason, we figured we'd play a little shut up and take my money. But since this is a podcast that's ever evolving in a world that's ever evolving, there have been some modifications that have been made to the game. And in fact, this game henceforth shall no longer be known as Shut Up and Take My Money. I know. The crowd is in awe and shock right now. The producers, our interns, and particularly Steve, have decided...
Steve, indeed.
Steve is f***ing the system up.
Sounds like it.
We've decided that instead of making a game involving imaginary money and imaginary gifts, to change the rules so that the rules now, the game will be entitled...
Hey, pass me a beer.
It's the exact same principle as Shut Up and Take My Money, but instead of betting pod bucks, we'll bet beers. So that the next time the three of us get together, you can call upon the beers that other owe you and have a good time drinking free beers.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
It's for starting from scratch today.
Of course, because God knows I don't pay attention to what the f*** we bet before.
I know I'm way into the positive, so it's I'll be good for you guys.
Of course, of course. Yeah. So, as you know, since it's a new game, new name, we'll refresh the rules, but they're pretty straightforward. Make a statement. I'll make a statement. If John and Gibbons agree with that statement and they think that whatever I say is true, then no beers are bet. But if John, for instance, thinks that I'm wrong, he will say, you know what, Peter, I will take you up on that. I will bet a beer. And if I'm right, John owes me a beer. And if I'm wrong, I owe John a beer. Simple as that. And I think this way, since we're not betting stupid pod bucks that's imaginary, we're betting actual beer, people are going to have to pay up. And these bets are going to mean something. It's time to get serious. We don't fuck around on this show.
Let's do it.
All right.
Hey, pass me a beer.
Well, I have two statements that I like to make. Both, I think, are pretty daring. And I think they could be winning me some beer. If I'm correct, my first one is barring injuries, Isaiah Thomas will not start a game this season.
Oh, bullshit.
Barring injuries, if Marcus Smart gets injured or Bradley gets injured, those are the only two positions that I'm saying. I think Marcus Smart and I think Bradley are shoo-ins to start at the 1 and 2. And I think barring an injury for either of those guys, Isaiah Thomas will not start this season.
Wait, so it's the same, like, oh, we buy it or we don't buy it.
Yeah, if you, Gibbons, from your statement of, oh, please, sounds like you want to put a beer on this.
Yeah, he's going to probably start it. Oh, barring injury?
Barring injury.
What if they just, like, switch around the lineup a little bit and, like, just want to see how it goes?
I think from what I've heard in discussions, from what I've seen with my very observing eyes, I think Isaiah Thomas has bought into the system. I think Brad Stevens realizes that Isaiah Thomas is best for this team coming off the bench. Even if he plays the most minutes of anyone on the floor, he's best coming off the bench like 5 minutes into the first quarter as an offensive spark. I don't think, barring injuries, Isaiah Thomas will start this season.
I'm gonna qualify this because I could see him getting like a start, you know. Who knows? Who knows what the season's going to hold? But if we end up in some sort of Spurs-type situation, not that we'll be as good as the Spurs, but just yes, where Stevens is like in the mindset of everybody playing like 65 games. Yeah.
All right, qualify this.
Will he consistently be a starter in their best lineup? No. I don't think so.
I'll bet you, just because I think they might switch it around at some point regardless of injury.
You think he will be in the starting lineup regardless of injury?
No, but like 4 times this year, yeah.
So John has expressed that he is not putting...
Well, not like consistently when they're like putting out their best starting lineup.
Yeah.
I don't know where I fall. I really sat right on the fence.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Does it hurt?
Well, okay. Well, maybe we can continue forward with your guys's, and I can maybe find a way to better phrase this.
So these are pretty long-term beer bets.
Well, I have one that's not very long. My second one's not very long-term at all.
Okay. I'll do a long-term one to start.
Sounds good.
Celtics, I've said this before, you know, I'm going to say it again. The Celtics are your 2015-2016 Atlantic Division champions this year.
Who else is in the Atlantic?
Oh, come on.
I mean, the only other person is the only other person that's challenging is the Raptors, right?
Yeah, they're gonna beat the Raptors.
You think the Celtics are gonna win the Atlantic Division?
Yes. Okay, so we've got Raptors, Sixers, Nets, and Knicks.
Shit, man, you might actually be right.
Yeah, I mean
it's only the Raptors.
It's only the Raptors.
Last year and finished.
Unless Kristaps Porzingis becomes an all-star.
No, stop.
I don't think I can comfortably put a beer on that.
Okay.
Gibbons, you have us very high on this Celtics team.
Yeah.
What do you have, John? Do you have a beer bet for us?
Yes, I have a beer bet. This is going to be a fun one, I think.
Oh, goody. Oh, goody, goody gumdrops.
I bet that the Celtics' leading scorer...
Oh, my gosh.
...is going to be...
Oh, my gosh.
Avery Bradley.
No, definitely not.
Okay. All right. Beer is there.
Beer is there. The beer is there.
I still think it's going to be Isaiah Thomas.
You think... I don't know. I think I might have to agree with John here. Bradley has been...
Shit, I don't know.
Dynamite from downtown for these first two games of the preseason. Obviously, it's two games, so, you know, what are you going to judge for that? But he's been... He was, what? I think he finished 7-for-8?
I'm having second thoughts already.
There's no such thing as second thoughts.
All right, I'll bet against it just for the sake
of... The beer's been bet.
Sure.
All right. So here's my short-term beer bet. Sorry, I'm eating a frozen Twix right now because I want to treat myself.
Yeah, your first week at work, man.
Exactly. All right. So I think the first part of this won't come as a surprise to anyone. I won't have a beer be bet on it at all. Jared Sollinger is going to get traded this year. That's just going to happen. But in order to make this exciting, and in order to make one of you guys actually put a beer on it, because I'm thirsty and I would like a chilled beverage for free, not only will Jared Sollinger be traded, he will be traded in the next 2 weeks before the regular season starts.
Get out of here. Jared scored at home, the season starts 2 weeks from today at home against the Sixers.
He's going to be out of here.
He's going to be out of there before then?
Before that. Danny Ainge is going to make a little, just package him up. Send him out because Brad Stevens and he are going to realize their front court's already way too crowded, and the last thing they need is old Tubbs McTubbs not doing shit.
Give me the free beer. That it happens the next 2 weeks.
Yep. Question,
do you have any sort of
inside information here?
Yeah.
No. This is entirely me just speculating out of my ass.
I'll take that bet.
All right.
I'll take that. It might happen, but not that soon, I think.
Sounds like I'm going to be sipping on 2 free beers in 2 weeks. Look at this cocky asshole. I'm so good at this game. All right. Well, Gibbons, do you have you guys both have secondary deals to be made? Or should we wrap it up with some kudos and poodos?
We need some kudos and poodos.
Oh, Gibbons a little tired there. Been busy?
Working with young kiddos. Tired.
It's true. It is a tiring life, working with the young ones. But they are our future, so we commend you, Gibbons.
The future leaders of our nation.
It's true.
That's terrifying.
Scary, but true.
Yeah, we can do kudos and poodos.
All right. Some kudos and poodos. We're still in search of a good soundbite there. So, fans, come on. Step up your shit. I have just poodos. I know that... Well, I guess my kudos is that I'm actually employed now, so that's kudos to me. But
yeah, kudos to you.
Thanks. But I have poodos because the NFL just can't do any right. It literally cannot do right. It's not just in my eyes. It's in everyone's eyes. The NFL did two things this kind of past weekend, which I thought were unsavory, or Well, not unsafe, but just stupid things and dumb and unnecessary. First, they find Cam Hayward, who's a defensive end or tackle on the Steelers, because he wore eye black that said, Iron Strong or Strong Iron, I think, on them as a tribute to his late father. The NFL fined him for that because I guess you can't do that. You can't have text on your eye black. I don't know. And the NFL also prevented D'Angelo Williams, who lost his mother to breast cancer, from wearing pink all season long as a tribute. So, kudos to you, NFL, for just not letting players express themselves, especially when it pertains to remembering the memory of a lost loved one. So,
can I give my take on the D'Angelo Williams situation?
You may. Go.
I think that they had to say no to that because if they say yes to that, then they'll say yes. Then, like, you know, it's a slippery slope. That being said, if they just didn't have the stupid Pinktober month at all, it would never really be on the table, and it would be fine. And D'Angelo Williams could have his awesome pink dreads, and nobody would even think twice about it. And so, while it does, obviously, everything the NFL does is insanely tone deaf, I think this is probably the right call for them. That being said, they brought it on themselves. And also the thing with no text on your eye black, I think, is stupid. So,
That's understandable. That's reasonable, I would think. I think I agree. And also, it's obviously just, like, horrifically ironic that this weekend Greg Hardy was wearing pink, or this the NFL promotes, you know, pretends like they care about women when they have known abusers still on the field. But that's a whole nother issue.
Convicted,
yes. Convicted women.
Not even accused.
Convicted abusers. But that is a whole nother issue with the NFL, which we on this podcast have delved into in depth. But this is not Pudos, or this is not rag on the NFL. This is Pudos and Kudos. And so, John Sanderson, give me either a kudo or a pudo, or both.
I gotta give kudos to Jose Bautista's bat flip. That was unreal. And hashtag thoughts and prayers to Brian McCann, who I'm sure is having an aneurysm on his couch at home. I love it. Kudos. Let's see. Kudos to, I don't know. I don't have a kudos this week. It's a happy week.
Good. Those are always the best kinds of weeks. Will Gibbons.
I would like to give kudos with a K to the Chicago Cubs for killing the Wicked Witch of the West last night. What? The St. Louis Cardinals, who are from the couch's least favorite baseball team.
It amazes me how quietly their whole fiasco has or has not been dealt with.
Yeah, it's not even right. We could go on and on, but the Cubs.
But well done, Cubs.
Yeah, no, it's just it's feel good. As I feel like it's the Red Sox 10 years later, and they're doing so well, sort of ahead of schedule right now. And Madden is a wizard, as we've said, and Theo has obviously been there, and we once had Rizzo in our farm system, so I feel sort of connected, and
that's good. Yeah, that's a lot of, I'm glad you guys balanced out my kudos with your kind words of kudos. That makes for a good episode. A good ending is one in which you've feel satiated with happiness and not empty with sadness. You guys are also impressed that I was able to use satiated in a conversation.
Very, very well done.
Thank you.
Like fancy way of saying satisfied?
Well done, Gibbons. Well done. I'd also, well, I'll say it, I'll also say kudos to a fantastic Sunday that I received at the host of Will Gibbons and a John Sanderson. It was a marvelous time, and we will most certainly be up again sometime soon, and you guys are more than welcome to come down to Brooklyn whenever.
How's the job?
Job is good. Things are rolling around just nicely. Just nicely. But
Celtics are up 10 or 7 right now.
Oh, delightful. Well, we don't want to keep ourselves and you, the listeners, any longer. So as always, make sure to follow us on Twitter. We will be, of course, tweeting a lot, and you should interact with us because we love to talk to our fans and we love to hear what you have to say. Let us know what your thoughts are of this new beer game. I think it will garner a lot more interest and actual payments than maybe Shut Up and Take My Money did in the past. So that is at FTC Podcast. Make sure to do that. Make sure to go on iTunes and rate us. Give us 5 stars if you really like us. Give us 3 stars if you kind of like us. And give us 1 star if you think my voice is annoying.
What if you like it and still think your voice is annoying? I'm just kidding.
Damn it. Take the difference. And then, as always, I am your host, Peter Rogers, on A Couch of Champions with Will Gibbons and John Sanderson. We'll be back at it next week with our NBA preview. We'll make some predictions. We'll maybe talk playoffs, who we think are playoff teams, talk some early awards, and maybe we'll make some more beer bets. Who even knows what fun is in store next week? But you will if you stay tuned. And as always, stay comfy and don't leave the couch.